Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Moroni Morozi Shiyichyu and schus Chayachavit Fege Bas Michal Dispasia. We are continuing our series in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. We're in Mitzvah Kuf Pehe, Mitzvah Sesei. Vish Tzivanu La'abe David Zara. ובתאה כולם בכל מיני עיבוד והשחסה בשווי פריסה וחיתוך, כל מין מה שיירס לו רצון לא ממה שיהיה יוסף מפליג ויוסף מר והשחסה זה. כוונה שלא ניח להם רוישם, והוא אמר יזה עלה בית הבדונות כל המקום הזה שעבדו שם. לא שנספרי מנהל את הרמשים קוצץ זה השירה והחליף אפילו עשר הפעם שחייב לקצת את המלום מהבית הבדון. ורמשם מבטה משמע מן המוקוים. ההוא בארץ ישראל אתה מצווה לרדוף אחריהם. Men at Hamitzav Lurdaf Achrayim, Bechutz Laretz. So, Rambam says the 185th mitzvah is that we're commanded to demolish all idols in their places of worship, with all kinds of demolition and destruction, breaking, burning, dismantling, and cutting down. Each method is used where most effective. I will achieve the most complete and speedy destruction. The goal of this mitzvah is that there should not remain any remnant of idolatry. The source of this commandment is Hashem's statement: "You should certainly destroy all the places where the nations worship their gods." Pasuk also says, what you do to them is tear down their altars, break their monuments, cut down their idolatrous trees, and burn their statues. Pasuk also says, you must tear down their altars, break their monuments, burn their idolatrous trees, and break their idolatrous statues. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chachamim mentioned parenthetically, a positive commandment relating to idolatry. What positive commandment? You must tear down their altars. In the words of the Sefri, what is the Sefri? What is the source of law that he cut down a tree which was worshipped as an idol? And it regrew. You have to cut it down even 10 times. Abed to Abdun, double lashon. Keep breaking it down. It also says the Pasuk, you shall break down their altars and break their monuments and burn their idolatrous trees and break their idolatrous statues, and you shall obliterate their names from that place. Only in Eretz Israel you have to chase after them. You don't have to chase after them in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, super gevaldik. We have this mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah, and now we are going to analyze this mitzvah based on the Torah of Renu Agoin, Rafala Koin Kunstler Shlita, in the Tur in Yeridea, in Seif Simen Kuf Mem Vav. He writes, Mitzvah Kol Amoite Avodah Zarah Shiva Renu V'Abdena. It's a mitzvah on anybody who finds Avodah Zarah that he should burn it and destroy it. Explains the Gra in the Shulchan Aruch. Brings the Rambam in Hochas Avodah Zarah, the beginning of the seventh parak. Brings the Sifri in Parashas Re'eh on the Pasuk of Yubaratem Mishimam. Yochel atam mitzuva lirdof achrem b'chutz la'aretz hamlei v'baratem. Meretz Yisrael atam mitzuva. Only in Eretz Yisrael you have to run after it, not in chutz la'aretz. And the Torah holds that you don't have to run after it in chutz la'aretz, but if you find the Avodah Zarah in chutz la'aretz, you have to destroy it. And look in the Gra there, if not for the tour, he says it would appear that in Chutz La'aretz, the whole din bir Avodah Zarah is dafka b'makom she'ich b'shenu. Dafka in a place that you captured, then you destroy it. So too in the smag, and afterwards he explains to the tour that maybe what the tour means is the la'abed amotzeim mitzvah b'chol makom she'nem rabbe tabdun av la'abed mikol ha'makom. The lirdof achresh lenich klal ain a mitzvah elevated Israel. Ki lirdof shalol aniach beretz nafkale mikra de vibaritem in a makom. So explaining the Torah, he says, maybe what the Torah means is that to destroy Avodah Zarah when you find it is b'chol makom. But to make sure that none is left is only in Eretz Israel. Because it says, V'ibaritem min ha'makom, from that place. In other words, make place, make sure that there's no Avodah Zarah in all of Eretz Israel. Halavai. Halavai, we should be zoche. So he says again, Pshat in the Torah is, you find Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz, you have to destroy it. And in Eretz Israel, you have to make sure there's no Avodah Zarah in the whole land. Now, it's not clear exactly what the Gra means, how the Gra is understanding the Rambam. The beginning of the Gra, it seems that he learns that the Rambam is arguing on the Torah. But after he explains the Sheet of the Torah, then he says that would appear to be the Sheet of the Rambam. Rambam, at the beginning of Perek Zayin, writes Mitzvah Seseh L'Abir Avod Zarah Shenemar Abayt HaBdun It's called a Makomot Svenemar Ki Im Kotasu L'Chol Mizbechoseyem Titotsu Im Kotasu L'Hem Mizbechoseyem Titotsu Uveri Tisua Mitzvah Lirdof Acharat Shena Abayt Osa Ekol Artsein Olchot Zavotein Mitzvah Lirdof. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to destroy Avod Zarah, and Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to run after it until we get rid of it from our whole land. And in Chutz Laretz, we don't have to actually run after it. If we find it, we destroy it. So we can understand the Rambam in two ways. We can understand the Rambam, the way he writes at the beginning, that it's a mitzvah essay to destroy Avodah Zarah, is an opening, where he explains afterwards that in Eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah to run after it. So it emerges according to this, that in Chutz Laretz, there's no din and mitzvah to be ma'avid Avodah Zarah, to destroy Avodah Zarah. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah la'abed of Avodah Zarah, shenamar Beit Avdun Eskol Mekomos, etc. And therefore, the only mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael. Well, Eretz Yisrael mitzvah l'erdof achardaf in Eretz Yisrael. That was when he writes as an opening. It's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah. Right there, he explains that's only talking about Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. Chutz Laretz is no din. A mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, not like the Torah. We can say Pshat in the Rambam is, no, they're two different halachas. He opens up and he says, the mitzvah's essay, to destroy Avodah Zarah, that's talking about everywhere, Shita Satur, and then he's Mechalik, in Eretz Yisrael. You run after it. In Chutz Laretz, you don't have to run after it. And what's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch, who writes like the Tur, the Be'er Gola is mitzayin to the Rambam. So in other words, that the Rambam holds like the Tur. So Akoponim, what comes out from the Tur is, and that possibly, quite possibly, that's also pshat in the Rambam, is that there are two mitzvahs in Ibar Avodah Zarah. One, if you find the Avodah Zarah, you destroy it. That's even in Chutz Laretz. There's another din in Eretz Yisrael, la'abed mikol ha'mokam shelo laniach klal, not to let any Avodah Zarah remain in Eretz Yisrael. Ken u'loshen ha'gorav ezel nomad mi'aposuk v'ibadetem, k'siv men ha'mokoyim. V'yesoid v'geder hach milsa, explains the Taz, the Sofsim and Kuf Menvov, v'tzorech l'sharei sh'achareho, dafka in Eretz Yisrael. You have to uproot it completely. Eretz Yisrael has to be menuka mutuheres. And that's what it means in the Sifri. The Sifri says you have to run after it. Seek it out in Eretz Yisrael. You have to have a mishmeres. You have mishmeres of tznius. You have to have a mishmeres of avodah zarah. To make sure that there's no avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. There's a church in New Jersey, Lo Nora. We're not happy about it, but lo nora. You're allowed to leave it there. In Eretz Yisrael, obviously we don't do it today because we'd sit in jail. But ideally, we should have no Avodah Zarah here. We should destroy Avodah Zarah. And for the Taz, we see that this din of the Sifri that you have to run after it is what it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Memhamet Beis, that's Tzorech L'Sharei Shacharei. Does mean the Shari Shachar, to run after it, to seek it out, and thereby completely uproot it. Now the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos over here, writes, Shetzivanu la'abed avodah zarah ubateha kulam b'chol minei ha'ibud v'hashchasa b'shvir v'sreif ha'arisa v'chituch kol min b'ma she'yos lo tala ma she'yoser maflik v'yoser m'mar b'hashchasasa v'kano sh'lech lehem roishem v'am yisal ha'beit habdunus kol ha'makoymis. All types of ibud hashchasa, you got to destroy it in any way you can. The best way to destroy it, you destroy it. Right, it's different. Lashon is shvira, sreifa, harisa, breaking, burning, destroying, cutting it down. Whatever you can do. אז נראה שכל הריחות ורב, באופן העיבוד, בשביר וסויף הריסה, באופן מפליג וממר בהשחסס, הוא דין זה השני שנסבר. באמת זה היה נולי לשבור עבוד זרו, that the place should be completely naki of avodah zarah. And therefore, the better type of destruction, the better. Each one mashi yoslo. So it's completely rid the place of avodah zarah, destroying it in the best place. So lo nechlem rosh, there should be no mark from it. There should be no trace of it. That's what he brings. V'ivadet ha-mishma min ha-mokom hu b'aretz Yisrael, yom mitzvah v'lirdof, and not in chutz laretz. So that's a hemshech li yisod achiv shlo niach lehem roisha. Kabir agra, lirdof recha shlo niach klal. So that's the vibadatem eshmam. The Rambam brings the vibadatem eshmam. When Amakom Uhu Be'eretz Yisrael Atam Mitzuva Lirdof, there's no trace of it. So the Rambam begins. Abei Tabdunas Kolam Makom Asher Avdu Sham. So from Abei Tabdunas Kolam Makom Asher Avdu Sham, Shelo Neich Lehem Roshem. Leave no mark, destroy it in the best possible way. And then it's from Abei Tabdun, and from Vibadat HaMishma Min HaMakom Buhu, Min HaMakom Ahu, it's a Hemshech, and it's telling you, you got to destroy it from that place, that in Eretz Yisrael, your Mitzvah Lirdof, in other words, you have to completely get rid of it. Make sure you seek it out. What's interesting is that according to the Gra, the Pasuk about Beit Abdun is referring to the Ikar Mitzvah Spira Avodah Zarah, and Vibadat HaMishamam is a new din l'shari shachareha. But it seems from the Sefer HaMitzvahs that from Beit Abdun, from there you learn that you have to completely get rid of it. Because that's the Lishbor, the Harisa, Shrei, Srefa, Chituch, etc. And then from Vibadat HaMishamam, you learn to run after it, but that's not... So you even seek it out, but... It's really a hemshech. In other words, Abei Tabdun is completely get rid of it. Whenever you find it, get rid of it, and then Vibadat HaMishamam, and even look for it to get rid of it. But already from Abei Tabdun, you already see Shelo Laniach Lehem Roshem. According to the Gra, apparently you need an extra pasuk of Vibadat HaMishamam. You need that to tell us Shelo Laniach Roshem. According to the Rambam, already from the first pasuk, you have Shelo Laniach Lehem Roshem. Why do you need the second pasuk once you're already not Meniach Lehem Roshem? The first pasuk is if you find it, Lo Laniach Lehem Roshem. And the second pasuk, Vibadat HaMishamam, is not only if you find it, leave no Roshem, but make sure it's no Roshem to seek it out in the first place. So to explain this chiyuv, not to leave any place in Eretz Yisrael, with Avodah Zarah, the place should be, Eretz Yisrael should be completely clean of Avodah Zarah. We learn in the Sefri, the din of Lirdof Achareihem from the Pasuk of Vibadat HaMishamam min HaMakom Ahu. And similarly in the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, Lanyan Chiyuv L'Shari Shachareiha. Vibadat HaMishamam min HaMakom Ahu. So the Yisod of this Halacha is not because of the Ibud of the Etzem Avodah Zarah, but rather Ibud Shem Avodah Zarah. Because there should be no name, it shouldn't have a memory. So the way to do it is by destroying the Avodah Zarah. What is V'ibadatem Eshimam? V'ibadatem Eshimam is not because you have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. V'ibadatem Eshimam is that you should leave no name for the Avodah Zarah. It shouldn't have a shame. And how do you, that's the Ram. The Ram quotes, V'ibadatem Eshimam is lirdof acharei. How do you not leave it a name? By destroying it. It has no name, so you seek it out, you search it out, and then you destroy it. That's how you make sure there's no name. But the ikar is that there should be no name. And the way to do that is to destroy it. In the chinuch, in mitzvah, taflam advav, he writes, when hagas b'chol mokum b'chol zman, shemitzvah leinu la'aved, shem avay dezara. So he writes this, when he's talking about the Iker Geder HaMitzvah, it's La'aveit Shem Avodah Zarah. So again, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he learns the Pasuk as one. The Gra seems to be saying two separate things. It's the Iker Din of Abeit HaBdun, that's Bir Avodah Zarah, and then V'ibadatem Eshimam, to run after it. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it seems that the mitzvah is that it should have no name, V'ibadatem Eshimam. But how do you do that? Through the Abeit HaBdun, through the destroying it. When you destroy it, you make sure there's no zecher. So V'ibadatem Eshimam, you know they should have no name, therefore you have to seek it out. And that's a hemsheikh of what it says earlier. In other words, it's telling you, why are you destroying it? So that there's no name. So it's V'ibadatem Eshimam, it's really one. Abeit HaBdun is qualifying the V'ibadatem Eshimam. How do you destroy the name? By destroying the Avodah Zarah. And therefore there's no zecher of it. There's no memory. It's not two separate mitzvahs like it would seem from the Gra. It's one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah to make sure the name of the Avodah Zarah, the memory of the Avodah is completely wiped out, which is accomplished by destroying the Avodah Zarah, seeking it out and destroying it. Seeking it out and destroying it. And let's say you leave some of Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, so the mitzvah wasn't properly fulfilled because this is Zecher. The Sefer HaMitzvahs, it brings the name of the Sefri, Menayah Tomer, Shem Kotzitz Asher Vechlifa Afilu Asar Pa Mishchai V'Katzitza, Tamalom Rabbeita Abdun. How do you know that even if you... You cut down an Asherah, a Avodah Zarah tree, and it keeps growing back even 10 times. You have to keep cutting it down. Abeit HaBdun, double lush, and keep doing it. So what's pshat in this halacha? Because the Iker Din Avodah Zarah, you did it the first time. You destroyed the Avodah Zarah. You have to be ma'abit shmo, that it should be no zecher, so you have to keep doing it. Usually the Rambam isn't ma'arich b'pirat din. Remember, it doesn't go into details. But here he goes into details, part of the Yikra Mitzvah. The Yikra Mitzvah is to keep cutting it down, because that's the Ibud Shmo. The Yikra Mitzvah is to seek it out. It's to look for it. Look for Avodah Zarah, because that's part of Ibud Shmo. You're right, these are pratim, but that's part of the Etzem HaMitzvah. The Etzem Din of the Mitzvah, that's the gather of the Mitzvah, is to make sure there's nothing left, there's nothing around. The Sefer HaMitzvahs that include in the mitzvah of Ibud HaZarah, Shebuchol Mineha Ibud Vashchasa, that we shouldn't leave a roshim, we should just destroy it totally, there's no trace left. Maybe it's based on the Sugya of Avodah Zarah 45b. That Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Gidu'e Avodas Koychavim Koydmin Lekibush Eretz Yisrael, the cutting down of idolatrous objects precedes the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. The cutting down of idolatrous objects precedes the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Kibush Eretz Yisrael koidem lebira avodas kochavim. The conquest of Eretz Yisrael precedes the eradication of idolatrous items. What does that mean? Rashi. First, Rashi explains, they cut it down. Then after they capture it, they uproot it from the ground. There's nothing left even under the ground. And the Gemara goes further, Tani Rav Yosef, and Itatsim, Ismaz Bechoysam, you should break apart their altars, Vahanach, implying that you then leave the pieces. Because the Torah doesn't say they should be burned. Shibaratim, Ismaz Bechoysam, smash their pillars, Vahanach, and then leave the pieces. Vahanach, Sakadai, Kol Sreifu, what do you mean? You have to burn it. Silo Hams Tisrafun Beish. Burn it. Arav Huna. Redoy Frachakach Sreif. After breaking the objects, pursue the idolaters of Eretz Yisrael, and then burn the objects. When he said to leave the pieces, he meant only until the land is conquered. And then they're burned. You see, same mahalach, first you break the objects, then you pursue the idolaters of Eretz Yisrael, capture, and then you burn the objects. After you break them. If we have a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, why should it be mitchalek? Why should it split up? First you break it, then you capture, and then you burn it. So Rashi dibur maschil sreifa by, he says, you know why I have a din sreifa? So you don't come to takala. The asi lidei takala. Because you have to burn it so that you don't come to do Avodah Zarah with this. In other words, he was trying to explain, well, what's the inyan of splitting it up into two? So he explains, as far as the Ibud goes, you can just cut it down. And the whole din sreif is al tzakala. That's how Rambam would appear, that it's two separate things. Lefnei HaKibush is din Ibud etzim Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's enough to cut it down. But after the Kibush, there's a din of Ibud Shmoi, that there should be no Zecher. That's why Imamish have to burn it. Rashi Nibra Maslam Aboile writes with Achar Kibush Yach Pesu Achreim L'Sharshim L'Vara. So you see that the in Sreifas Medim Chibush L'Sharish Achareil. And that's the din of the Sifri, Lirdof Achareah, to seek it out, uproot it from the ground. But there should be no Roshan. So you see in this Rashi, the idea we said in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of leaving no Roshan. In the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, they pass, and you have to give Avodah Zarah Shem Ginai. In the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, Daf Mevav Amud Aleph, the priest in the name of the Rashi says, Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, give it a negative nickname. The Taz writes that it's a Tos Sofrim. The Lashari Shachareh is Dafka Eretz Yisrael, but based on what we explain, the Yisod of the Chiyuv, Lerdof Achareah, is not because of the Chovas Ibud Etzem Vegufa Avodah Zarah, Ibud Shemam. Therefore, we could explain the Marshal. This is like the Din Lerdof Achareah. Eretz Yisrael. So also when you're Machan Hashem, you give it a negative name. It's also Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. Because the point is to get rid of it, we'll get rid of the name from that place, from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there you should give it a negative nickname. Rashi in Chumash, Parashas Re'eh, explains Abay Tabdun, Abay Rakach Tabdun. Kan Loikav Rezor Tzorach L'Shari Shachareh. So if you look in the Sugya of Rezora, Rashi seems to have paskin like both opinions, which are in a machlokas. Yosef Yehuda learns the pasuk Abay Dach Rakach Tabdun, and he learns in there Redolf first capture the enemy and then burn it, break it, capture the enemy and then burn it. And the rabbis argue and they say no, you learn from this pasuk. You have to be Mishari Shacharei. You have to uproot it from the ground. And Rashi brings both. How does he bring both? It's Machlokas. How can they both be right? So the answer is, Rodof Rachakach Srof, it's not enough just to break it, but you need to burn it, get rid of it. Means that you can't leave a roshim because vibadatem hashemam. Why do you have to completely get rid of it and burn it? Because you can't leave a roshim, there can't be a shame. And that's the same reason why you have to be mishari shacharei. So the Yesoda, they're really saying the same thing. So therefore, Rashi brought down both. Redolf and then srof, get rid of it completely. That's from Beit Abdun, Abed Rakach Tabdun. And then Viter. You also have to be Mishari, you have to uproot it from the ground. Also, that should leave no trace. So Rashi can paskin like both. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will revisit the sugya. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.